Have you ever listened to any of the podcasts that help you go to sleep at night?
You mean ASMRs? Yes.
No, there's one called Sleep With Me, and there's others like it.
No, I haven't.
Where, well, the Sleep With Me guy just, he does different things. Like sometimes he will review an episode of a TV show, but he has like sort of a sleepy voice, and he tries to meander so that you can't focus on the topic.
Wow. So he just makes horrible, boring content on purpose.
Yeah.
Genius.
I know. Wish we thought of that. We do it by accident.
All right, nerds. Here's the question. Does the movie always fuck up the book?
Yes, I think. Right? I think if you've
read... Yes, you're correct. That is the right answer. Always. It's impossible not to.
I think if you've read the book, the movie can't be better.
Exactly.
If you haven't read the book, then it's not ruining anything. And like, I think maybe if you go in the wrong order, like you see the movie first and then you read the book, then it's not really ruining anything. Well, it is. It still ruins the book because then you've got all their ideas in your head.
Exactly.
So like, I don't even know if we can debate this because it's clear. It's clear that it does. Can you think of any good movie books?
Well, like, I get where you're going. Like, you want to think of all the worst examples of awesome books that have had horrible movie adaptations.
Yeah.
And I'll name a few. Lord of the Rings. Yes, I said it.
Really? I was going to name that one as maybe a potential success.
It's like, it got the closest you could have gotten, probably.
But still ruined?
And I won't say that it ruined it. It probably did the most justice it could have done.
But it's just that like, you can never
capture a young boy's fantasy on film, you know?
Or girls. Girls can read fantasy books too, Jeff.
Yeah, they're called Twilight.
How about Harry Potter? Same vein. Fantasy.
I never read the books. Thought the movies.
You never read Harry Potter?
Hell no.
Wow.
I think that the movies were fantastic. Enjoyed them fully.
Okay.
And I can rest easy knowing that I saved all that time.
That is a very interesting take. I wonder how many people feel the same way that you do. I don't think very many. The books are weird because the first three are like kids' books, basically. Like they're really short. And then they just turn into these giant novels as you go.
Yeah. Here's my problem with Harry Potter. He never goes through the pains of puberty properly.
Right. There is more of that in the books than in the movies.
I certainly hope so. Upon chapters of like painful boners and like just jacking it with his wand somehow?
With his wand?
Sounding with his wand?
Oh no, don't go there.
You know there's fanfics.
I know, I'm sure there is.
It happens.
But we don't need to go there on the podcast. Our listeners don't know what sounding is and it needs to stay that way for them.
Sorry. You're right.
Don't Google it. What are the other books?
Well, there's like movies. I was going to say like what are the ones we're not thinking of that were like shitty books and then became something much greater in movie form.
Like, I know that there's examples of that, but I just can't think of any.
Like, Blade Runner.
Right, right.
Was not really based directly on a book, but
like
adapted, I guess.
Yeah.
Inspired by a book.
I'm thinking more of straight book to movie adaptations.
How about Where the Wild Things Are?
That's interesting. That's interesting because the book is like very much a kid's book, right? Like there's like, you know, it's like 20 sentences long.
Yeah. And like you could read Where the Wild Things Are and maybe get a little something out of it as an adult, but you could get more out of it, I feel, from the movie.
Yeah. I feel like the movie didn't ruin the book in that instance, but I also don't feel like they're the same story or the same thing.
No, you're all. Right. You're right. Yeah, they don't really follow the same story.
Like that's
it's just like an extension of the yeah. universe, kind of.
Yeah, that's one of those like inspired by things.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm trying to think of like a straight adaptation.
How about comic books? Do you think the Marvel movies are like a decent replacement for the comic book generation?
I actually never really read comics. Like,
me neither.
Didn't you have the app for your iPad at one point?
I do now. Yeah, I'm like only recently getting into comics as an adult.
I had a girlfriend that always used to like make fun of me, like poke fun at me for being into comics because like I knew about like Spider-Man and the X-Men and stuff.
Yeah.
And I would always be like, no, I didn't read comics. And she was like, yes, you did. Like, how do you know all that then? And it's just from 90s cartoons, basically.
One magnificent hour of television programming after school.
Yeah.
Was all I needed to know.
Yeah. And I don't think that the Marvel movies are ruining comic books. All they're doing is giving Marvel money to keep making comic books.
Yeah.
And again, they're a different thing. Like,
yeah, I think that like adapting a comic book is one of the best things you can do because it's already pictures.
It's basically a storyboard.
Yeah, exactly. So it's totally different than like Lord of the Rings where you have what all the characters look like in your head.
Yeah.
And like what the castles look like and what they sound like. And
they sort of do the visual world building a bit more for you in a comic book.
Yeah. Well, yeah, 100%.
So it's not, it's not like ruining it or changing what you had in mind. I should say that Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse is like my favorite movie of the last few years now. I loved it and I want to go see it again. And the animation in that is like very comic booky. It's like, it's like a comic book come to life.
Yeah. So that definitely didn't ruin its source material.
It's amazing. Love it.
So can we say in general, movies that are adapted into an animated form fare better?
Yeah. Not too bad. Yeah.
That's fair. What about, was Titanic a book? No. I realized as I was saying it. It probably was, though. Did you know that they made like a Titanic movie like the same year that it happened?
Yeah,
and a girl that was on the real ship was in the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
And then had like a breakdown about it
because why
she didn't want to do it.
That's so horrible.
Look it up, folks.
Yeah, they didn't care back then.
No.
Was Titanic a book?
This episode of Super Good Question is brought to you by that horse girl from your elementary school. Jeff, you went to college.
Barely.
What was your total freshman move in college?
Total freshman move.
Yeah, it's like what happened, and then there was a freeze frame, and then you said in a voiceover, that was my total freshman move.
Oh, man. So many. I feel like every move I made during that year was a total freshman move.
I think mine was keeping my high school girlfriend, who was a year younger than me.
Oof.
I think that's a classic total freshman move.
Total freshman move. Did you dump her at Thanksgiving or?
No, she dumped me the next Thanksgiving when she went to college.
What a cunt. Well, my total freshman move was probably hooking up with a girl in our class.
Right.
Like an idiot.
A pen in the company ink sort of situation.
Yeah.
And then
shitting where you sleep.
Yep. And then you had to be with her for the rest of the time.
Yeah, like two
no
more
matter
years.
What happened.
So awkward.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Were there any like non-girl, like non-big things, like one-off things that were total freshman moves that you remember? Did you ever like walk into the wrong class or something like that?
I definitely showed up the first year with like nowhere to live. So it was like a basic unprepared for life scenario.
Yeah.
I don't know. There was no like super movie moments where I walk into like the chef's class with
with a computer.
Yeah. Accidentally just sit down and start typing code, and then I look around and everybody's wearing chef's hats.
How about eating habits? I ate the same Mr. Sub like every day for the year.
Oh man.
That's kind of a total freshman move.
Mr. Sub made so much money off us both.
Yeah. I don't have a Mr. Sub very often anymore because they're not really ubiquitous.
No. And they're definitely not my favorite sub shop by far.
I love it when I have one now. And it's a lot of it is nostalgia.
Yeah, it takes you back.
Yeah. Because it tastes the exact same.
Yeah, I'll never forget that bread.
Exactly. I was going to say the sourdough that they use is very distinct.
Uh-huh.
It has that Mr. Sub musk on it.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a pungency to it.
Yeah.
I've been sitting in a tub for a few days too.
Yeah, I think it is like a plastic tub smell.
Yeah.
Almost.
God bless it.
I fell asleep on the bus on the way home from college once.
Yep.
That's sort of a total freshman move.
I've done that.
I
did that all through school though, so.
Yeah, yeah. To this day, I can sleep on a bus really easy. Like, it's really easy for me to fall asleep on a bus.
It's almost soothing to have a nice bumpy ride.
That's what I should do when I can't sleep at night. I should just go get on the bus and just do the whole route. I wonder how long it is. Yeah. I have to find the longest route and then set a timer and just tell the bus driver when I get on, like, just don't bother me.
You think that's what all those smelly bottle holding dudes are doing on the subway?
I think that
we see all the time.
Yeah, that'd be it.
Just trying to fall asleep.
Yeah. It's probably a nice place to rest, right?
Uh-huh.
It's like gently rocks you. You're like relatively safe and out of the elements.
Every so often there's a little soothing bing.
And then you wake up and you accost someone and then you get off the bus.
Yeah. And then you throw up, show someone your cock, and pass out.
Day in the life. Would you rather drown or be buried alive? Wait, I read it wrong. Would you rather drown or be burned alive?
Oh, man. Well, we have to answer both versions now for our
listeners.
Yeah,
that's fine. That's fine. We can do that. Drown is always in the question for some reason.
Well, I have a huge fear of drowning, so I think that's like my... Do you want to rank them like first, second, third?
Now, drowning, buried, and burned?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
I think I have to put like drowning at the bottom, even though they say that it's like a painless kind of, once you give into it, kind of peaceful way to die, I've heard.
Yeah, but first of all, who knows that? Is it people that drowned and came back?
Yeah, like well, lots of people get revived from drowning by accident, but like in the I think the Marines, probably other
do they drown things on purpose?
Yeah, they'll test drown you.
Oh no.
To help teach your teammates how to revive you, but also just teach you not how to bitch out while you die.
And you hate that way more, eh? Than burning or burial? Those seem way worse. Burning seems the worst to me, I think.
Burning does seem horrible. But I kind of feel like I'm a little bit immune to flames. So
why? Since when are you a superhero?
Because, like, whenever I see people on fire in the movies, I'm like, it's not that bad.
I
feel like I could take that.
So you haven't had a origin story moment where you found out that you're impervious to flames. You just feel that.
Well, have you ever put your finger through like a candle's flame?
Yeah, I have done that.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, we can all do that. Sorry.
I guess not then.
What about that album cover, the Rage Against the Machine's first album? I just used the as a filler word. I don't think they're called the Rage Against the Machine, just for the record.
No, you do think that. Forever, you think that.
You know, the monk that's on fire? Can you picture it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, black and white.
Mm-hmm.
That always seemed really, really terrifying.
That's a real thing that happened.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was protesting something. Mm-hmm. Hunger, something. I don't know.
Probably the occupation of Tibet.
Could be. It fits with the monk theme.
I just know monks go in Tibet.
What was it? Drowning, burning, or burial?
Burial alive. Buried alive.
We haven't talked about burying alive yet.
Well, that's easy. That's my top pick. I'll just punch
you
my way out.
You would like to be buried alive? You can't punch your way out.
If Uma Thurman can do it.
A 6-foot grave. Multiple people are shoveling dirt on you. I don't think you can escape it.
Well, if I'm in a coffin, I'm banking on being buried in a coffin.
Oh, okay.
And then they fill in the dirt.
I'm picturing like the
dirt.
And
then I punch my way out in like one triumphant.
Right.
Like,
yeah. That happens in Buffy the Vampire Slayer a lot.
Yeah.
But it's because they're, you know, vampires, and that's how vampires get born.
Yeah, they can't die from suffocation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't like any of them, but I do feel like I would choose drowning over the other two. I wouldn't want to inhale a bunch of dirt. Like, you know, when you inhale something weird in your lungs, like it hurts so much.
Yeah, that's a gross feeling.
Yeah.
But I don't think that happens when you get buried alive. I think what happens is that it just crushes you. Like you can't breathe. It's like an elephant sitting on you.
Okay.
An elephant's worth of dirt.
Yeah. I feel like that would be easier to give into than the water. So maybe I want that at the top. Maybe okay. I think fire easily for me is the worst. So that's number three. Number two, I think, is drowning. Number one is burial, I think.
So we agree that buried alive is no big deal. It's at the top of both our lists.
I mean, I wouldn't say no big deal. We're in a bit of a tough choice situation right now. But yeah, I think it's at the top of both our lists. And then you swap water and fire.
Yeah.